Proponents of the National Popular Vote Initiative believe that the Electoral College, in place since the first days of the nation, is not the best way to elect a president. Supporters in the Empire State argue that changing the system to guarantee the presidency to the candidate who receives the most popular votes will raise New York's level on the national playing field, increasing its share of candidate visits and campaign ads. Capital Region Assemblyman Phil Steck reminds us that the 2000 presidential election was decided by the Supreme Court.
More Americans voted for Al Gore than voted for George Bush, and nonetheless, Bush, based on the decision of the Supreme Court, was elected president. Most people don't know that the Constitution commits to the states how the states will cast their electoral vote. And under this law, which other states would join in on, and others already have, the states having the most electoral votes, 270 required for election, those states would commit to vote for the presidential candidate who wins the popular vote, hence having a direct election of the president by the voters.
To date, 9 states and the District of Columbia have signed the compact, accounting for 136 electoral votes. The bill, sponsored by Republican Senator Joseph Grifo and Democratic Assemblyman Jeffrey Dinowitz, would add New York's 29 electoral votes. National Popular Vote President Barry Fadum.
Both houses of the New York legislature passed the National Popular Vote bill. What is very exciting to us is the huge margins in the Senate. The bill passed by a vote of 57-4, and in the House, the bill passed by a margin of 102-33. What is even more significant is that the bill enjoyed support across all lines.
The National Popular Vote Agreement goes into effect when 270 electoral votes are reached, enough to give the states that signed the compact a majority of the electoral votes. Assemblyman Steck notes that if the bill becomes law, New York would be the second largest state behind California, which has 55 electoral votes, to join the effort.
Then if states having another 100 electoral votes also agree to this, that it will mean the president will be elected by popular vote rather than the electoral college. And from a New York perspective, because of the way the electoral college is structured, New York's votes are devalued. So for example, the vote of an individual in Wyoming is 3.45 times more valuable than a vote in New York. So under the principle of one person, one vote, we should have an election for president that is based on who gets the most votes.
Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett of Hudson points out that the American democratic system was built on the ideal of equality and one person, one vote.
Our founding fathers, the architects of our republic, drafted the most profound document in our Constitution. But it wasn't perfect and times have changed. Sometimes it takes a step outside the given path to preserve that democracy. New Yorkers' votes have been diminished and our voices need to be heard.
The bill now goes to Governor Andrew Cuomo's desk. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.